This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to get back to today's show, back on par with the good, bad, and the righteous in just a couple moments here. I'm going to kind of give you an overview as to what's going on for the time allotted for this first segment, in which, again, the time that's allotted to me, I've got to make the most out of it, friends, because if I was to hit every detail as to what's going on in your country, folks, I could be on the radio 24 hours. But it shows you what happens to a nation that forgets God. It's just really that simple and allows tyrants a free hand at what they will do and when they want to do it and how they want to do it. And it's adding strength to tyranny every step of the way. I'm going to go back just a little bit, and I want to share this with you, this quote. Listen carefully. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, is on record stating, "The truth is, there is no Islamic army." I didn't say it. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence Agent, did. Okay. "The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism." Now, we know that our forefathers, namely James Madison, the father of our Constitution, that said, let it come back to our ears, friends. Let's go back in the past so we can understand how to not repeat the future. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, he said that it would come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Let me say that again. He said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, into America, he said it will come in the disguise or under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Now, just to add and interject thought to slow my roll so I can get you to think about what I'm highlighting here, let's go back to Alex de Tocqueville. Listen to what he said. "When the past no longer illuminates or enlightens the future, the spirit walks in darkness." And the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 to go back to the old past. But you know what the people said to the Lord and to the prophet Jeremiah? They said, "We will not." And then begin, what happens? Then the judgments begin to rain upon their heads through the mouth of the prophet. He tells them, and then all of a sudden it happens. And then what do? They try to figure out what the problem was. They didn't take heed. Let me say this one more time. Alexis de Tocqueville said, "When the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness." Now, listen to this secondarily. "I told you so." And regardless of who said it, this is all coming out of just towards the end of last month. I highlighted it before, but I want to highlight it again because I want to take it up to the assassination supposedly that took place today. Because who does it work for and who gains the advantage of assassination or creating war? Now, listen to this. CIA created ISIS. Assange, Julian Assange, drops bombshell on the WikiLeaks release of 500,000 U.S. cables. Believe him or not, friends, the fruit aligns to what we have been telling you for a long time. Again, go back to James Madison. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. The disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Wait a second. The CIA was just exposed for creating ISIS. Of course! Who's aided? Who's abetted the creation or the monster ISIS more than your government, America? I just, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to set the record straight, I want to hear it, friends. 1-866-582-9933. This is all coming out at the end of last month, and I'm just reminding people today that the CIA is responsible for creating ISIS. Now, again, I didn't say that. Assange drops bombshell on WikiLeaks release of 500,000 U.S. cables, okay? So these were emails and information that came to the surface. And it goes back to Scripture again that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. It will all be brought to the light. And folks, history shows us that through God's mercy, it is always brought to the light. Now, what are you doing with that light? Now, listen to this. This is what I have to say about what's going on concerning this topic. I did tell you so, and regardless of who said it, namely Julian Assange, it doesn't matter. What is wrong with Americans? I want to lay that to your candor with a big question mark. Because Americans know that something just is not right when it comes to what the media and politicians tell you. Is it true? They know within their conscience, within their heart, that gut feeling, something is telling them things are not lining up the way that we're being told that they're lining up. Well, they simply wait, Americans do, until it's too late to respond and then wonder why they are losing their country and their freedoms. Now I want to share with you the response I got from a typical American that believes that they have their eyes wide open when in fact they're so media-minded that they don't know the difference between their left hand and their right-handed. So they're smart according to those that lie to them on a 24/7 basis. This is what this individual said. Her name was Barb. She said, "I don't think anything is wrong with Americans. We are, for the most part, good people with a whole lot of crooks in government, unfortunately." Listen to that, what she just said. "I don't think anything is wrong with Americans. We are, for the most part, good people with a whole lot of crooks in government, unfortunately," she said. "We are, for the most part, a law-abiding society, except, again, for the liberals and crooks. We don't want to think that our government could form such a vicious and satanic group that burns people alive, that drowns the children for sport, that has the most atrocious stuff to its victims in the name of Islam, created and funded by the U.S. government," she said. "Ha, hee haw," she said. "If my government did this, my tax dollars paid for it and are paying for it, God forgive me." Well, good for her. But let me go back to one of the statements that she made. "I don't think there's anything wrong with the Americans. We are, for the most part, a good people." Just think about what she just said. See, they're in denial. America's still in denial as to believe that you are good people. Did you hear what I said? You still believe that you're good people, friends. Do you know Alexis de Tocqueville, going back to him, he said, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will be cease to be great." Again, Alex de Tocqueville said, "America is great because she is good. America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." Now listen. How does this line up with her statement, friends, that Americans are good? "For the most part, we are a law-abiding society, except for liberals and crooks." I'm going to answer that right on the other side of this break, folks, because this is, again, a people that believe their eyes are wide open when, in fact, they're not paying attention to what the facts are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. Did you know that less than one-half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. And or what you could do is you can go over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account double E. And if you'd like to call in at any time, I'd love to hear from you, especially those that would like to contend with the fruit that's hanging on the trees of the American government today. And I'm talking about corruption in government, not good government. That God-ordained institution is second to none, and I will stand behind it 100%. But if you want to stand against it, I will be the first one to nose-to-nose you in dealing with you in a lawful sense to bring about judgment, to establish peace and righteousness within the gate. Read the book of Amos, enemies of God, because you lose every single time. Jumping back to this again, friends, if you would like to just kind of let me lay this out just for a moment before we get back over to the good, the bad, and the righteous. I was talking about during the first segment the CIA and how they are being busted for creating ISIS. Of course, the fruit is all over this administration. For those that did not know, Stooge John Brenner, the head of the CIA, he's a Muslim convert. I mean, they're just using it, friends, to go ahead and dominate. That's all they're using Islam for. And they're using the useful idiots and the devils that have been found to feed on the doctrine of devils, namely the Quran. They're using these people as the useful idiots to go ahead and implement power for them so they can have rule at the end of the day instead of God. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. But again, friends, here we have it. CIA created ISIS. Of course they did. Assange drops bombshell on WikiLeaks release of 500,000 U.S. cables. Now, I was just highlighting the fact that, folks, when you look at some of the comments made by the American people who should know better, one lady I just want to highlight is the fact that she said, I don't think anything's wrong with Americans, because I'm leaning to the candor of the American people. What's wrong with Americans? She said, we are, for the most part, good people with a whole lot of crooks in governments. Unfortunately, she said, for the most part, we're a law-abiding society, except, again, for the liberals and the crooks. Well, let me ask you something. Who's responsible for a whole lot of crooks in governments? And who's responsible for the liberals and the crooks that are tolerated in your government, America? So what I did is I responded, and I said, you're sadly mistaken. I said, we are a good people with a whole lot of crooks in government, question mark? I said, furthermore, we the people are the government. We are. We are the government in this country, friends. We the people are the government. Good people don't allow corrupt representation to murder 57 million innocent babies under the guise of choice, Proverbs 6:17. I said, good people do not allow corrupt representatives to corrupt morale and tear down law by sanctioning something that has never been in the history of mankind called sodomite marriage, Leviticus 18:22, Romans 1:24. I said, furthermore, you have liberals or a left that Americans like to call them that are simply the fruit of what the right leaves off, which is an exhibition of the right. Simply put, we Americans cease to be good, and when we cease to be good, America will cease to be, period. Okay? Now let me go back again to what our friend Alexis de Tocqueville said. America is great because she is good. What makes you good, America, is the fact that you don't tolerate crooks. You don't tolerate what you call liberals. You don't tolerate that what you call the left. Because when you're talking about the left and liberals, you're talking about those that are not ruled by law. Now, therefore, if you're ruled by law, and according to your love for law and, well, first and foremost, God and his law and liberty, friends, guess what you won't tolerate? You won't tolerate crooks and liberals and liars and thieves and murderers, will ya? So what makes America good? The fact that you are good, and I want to tell you something, there's nothing good within any one of you outside of what Jesus Christ has put there. None. Not a one. There's none righteous. No, not one. So let me put this into perspective. God is good. And friends, what makes us a righteous people, and our wisdom is found in the fact that we obey God's law, read the book of Deuteronomy, what makes us a righteous people is when we obey his good law, because we understand in Romans 7 that the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. And the Bible also tells us that the law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold unto sin. So what makes me good? When I put on the Lord Jesus Christ, he is good. As I obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto me. Okay? Everything that's good in my life, friends, is the fruit of Jesus Christ, John 15. And by this, my Father is glorified. Also read Matthew 5:16 when you get a moment. But again, friends, we need to put this into perspective. We have problems in this country, and we are not good people because of what we tolerate. Good people don't tolerate bad people. Good judges don't tolerate crime in their communities. Come on, America, let's put this into perspective and get it right. This way, Christ will be glorified, and believe it or not, friends, he's going to be glorified irrespective of you or not, and regardless of you or not. He is going to have his way. Now, I want to jump over to one more point before I get over to the good, the bad, and the righteous. We're told today that the Russian ambassador to Turkey is dead. I watched the video several times. I just want to share with you, you cannot believe a thing the media tells you. And I'm talking about the state-controlled media. We've highlighted that a million and a half times. You can't believe a thing that they say. Now they're attacking journalists that are actually calling them out for who they really are. They're combating the truth with their lies. And I want to tell them something. Your lie is going to fall to the ground because, again, William Cullen Bryant comes to my aid. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always has and it always will. Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Yep, and every dictator of the past and the present is soon to find that out if they haven't already. Okay? Now, in saying that, going forward, I watched this video. The Russian ambassador to Turkey is dead. Folks, who gains from these supposed assassinations? Now, let me go back to the word supposed here. When I was watching the video, I just thought, wait a second. Okay, so we hear bang, 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 bang. We see the ambassador fall to the ground because it's a close-up, as if it was scripted in so many different ways, friends. Am I saying it's scripted? I'm not saying that quite yet, friends. I am simply putting a question mark to everything that you're told, because this is furthering war among the nations. And who creates war? Karl Deunitz told us what brought the Nazis to power and what brought the German people to war was none other than the politicians that gave power to Hitler. To create the war, to combat all of what? His political opposition. And what are you seeing today in America? The exact same thing, but the fact of the matter is it's not working for him. And it's not working for him. Oh, and Bradley, what are you possibly talking about? Well, we heard a speech last week from Barack Hussein Obama. Hey, folks, how does a nation fall? How does a household fall? A house divided against itself will not stand. Who has spent more time trying to divide people? To play the race card, friends? To entertain? I mean, folks, I can go from A to Z. Don't have time to do it. Just don't have time to do it. But folks, did you know that, just to prove my point, did you know that the University of Wisconsin is now offering courses on the problem of whiteness? Who's being attacked, friends? I mean, who's made war with our police? Who's made war with our military? Who's made war with us, America, since day one? More than this administration, no one has. When are you going to put your foot down, America? Because I can't do it all by myself. Just letting you know that. You can't believe a thing that these people say, because dictators are always busy beating up or attempting to beat up on their political opposition. Just like that of Barack Hussein Obama. Just like that of Barack Hussein Obama. Well, it's out there again today, friends. Again, just one more point. University of Wisconsin offers courses on the problem of whiteness. Hey, folks, I don't know if it's just me or not, but if I had the time to drive over to Wisconsin, I would stand up in that class. And you can almost rest assured, friends, outside of the fact that they're trying to gain headlines by, again, attempting to create domestic insurrection among the colleges first and foremost, and then the older generation, then bleeding. Folks, this is all being started by politicians. You need to understand this. It really is. And it started, and it doesn't stop, because the American people don't deal with the corrupt politicians. That's why it goes on. But I want to tell you something. You can rest assured, friends, there's zero support outside of the person that was used to start this class. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. University of Wisconsin offers course on problem of whiteness, just like his bathroom bill. Using Chad Severance, friends, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, attempting to divide. Attempting to war against our children by saying either you accepted this neutral gender bathroom bill, or else we're going to withhold your tax dollar through extortive measures, friends. And who was he using? Chad Severance. A pedophile. A felon. Convicted of, guess what, friends? Preying on children. But again, friends, making the point that they divide and they conquer. I'm going to come right back to this. The Russian ambassador to Turkey dead. Folks, put a big question mark to that, because I didn't see any blood. And folks, it was like on cue, the camera went straight to the shooter to listen to him say, I'll play for you next.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I want to play this audio for you. It's actually a video, friends, but as I was kind of highlighting and painting a picture for you the best that I could concerning what you're going to hear through audio, the Russian ambassador to Turkey is dead. And when I was watching the video, it was interesting because it was a close-up on his face, and that's usually what they do for speeches, in all fairness. Okay, but what was bizarre about it is he was, you could hear the gun go off several times. He falls to the ground, and it was like on cue, the television camera goes right to the shooter and gives him a opportunity to go ahead and spread his message. Now, that was pretty bizarre. What was more bizarre than that is how this individual got behind him in the first place. But again, I didn't see any blood. Now, I'm not saying neither here nor there that it didn't happen. I'm just telling you, America, question authority every step of the way, especially when it comes to the lying state-controlled media who is busy creating the wars. Haven't you ever seen, friends, the picture of a lady sitting in front of a pleasant screen, and it looks just absolutely absolutely peaceful. But what's happening is the camera's close enough to show you that, but when they pull the camera back, the nation is war-stricken. And there's a quote there that says, I'll take the pictures, you create the war. And you can use that in any way that you want. And by the way, the state-controlled narrative in the United States of America has been busted doing it over and over and over and over again. So friends, this is far from reaching as to what I'm bringing forth right now in any sense of the word, believe me. Now listen, Russian ambassador to Turkey dead. Did you notice during the commercial before the show today, they said that he just said, don't forget about a certain country, right? But what they didn't share with you is this about what you're going to hear. Buggy, go ahead and play that, please, for the people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, he says it several times. How come that wasn't brought up in the report, friends? Listen, he's just ranting. Folks are giving him all the time in the world to go ahead and just spread his message. Go ahead, you're on cue. Take. Your turn, go. For 30 seconds, he's talking, friends. No one there to help. Pretty bizarre. What does this do? This is fuel to a war, friends. And by the way, America, for those that did not know, you have been implicated. You've been accused of possibly being a part of this to kill a Russian ambassador. Friends, how many times have I warned of Russia and China? And they continuously stir this up, don't they? What, just a couple days ago, we found out the Chinese actually stole a drone, we're told, from one of our warships. Why is it always Russia and China, America? Hey, folks, mark my words. Mark my words, folks, as they're attempting to, and they are, creating domestic insurrection within, friends. They are diverting your attention as your enemies are empowering themselves and stacking the cards against you every step of the way. But again, I know, America, you're under the delusion that Putin and Barack Hussein Obama and the Clintons are all at odds with one another, when in fact, that's the furthest thing from the truth. They're doing business together. Just like folks at the beginning of this incumbency concerning Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent for who he is, friends, I told you, and I say it again, friends, he has allied with your sworn enemies from A to Z concerning the prospective countries. He's not at war with them. They're doing this together. You're the enemy. And again, friends, if I'm crazy, go ahead and call me crazy. 1-866-582-9933. But who did the DHS actually highlight as the terrorist? I just want to remind you. You. You, America. And why is this individual that supposedly shot the Russian ambassador, why does he get 30 seconds to go ahead and shoot off whatever he wants to say on cue, America? And then we're told through the state-controlled narrative, by the way, overlooking Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How many times did he say it? I'm going to have Sam play it for you in just a moment once again. But how come they didn't highlight that? No, they didn't want you thinking about that. They want you to open your gates wide to the sworn enemies of America, them poor victims, as they continuously perpetuate crime against we the people. Oh, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, let me just take it to another. I told you so, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, arrogant Muslim migrant deported after bragging about sexually assaulting women on TV. We also have on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you can't make this up, friends. 15 different news contributors from across the country, from constitutional attorneys to Christian preachers, so on and so forth, friends. Here's another one. After being in the United States for 3 months, Somalian Muslim migrants, these poor victims, rape a woman in a bus in Minnesota. These poor victims. I mean, this is just over the top. I mean, these poor people. And then we got a bunch of high school students and college students saying that they're not the victims. They're the victims of those that mean to stop their integrating. I mean, just, and again, friends, you can't make this stuff up. You just can't. Do you remember what our friend And Hirsi Ali said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. I'm going to go ahead and play this, and I want you to hear carefully. Again, this is the audio. There's actual video, folks. You can see it all across the internet right now. The Russian ambassador, Turturki, has died after being shot in the capital of Ankara. Andrew Karlov was shot in the back as he made a speech at a photo exhibition in the Turkish capital. Wow. Again, questioning the stage that has been set here. How is it, friends, that he got in the position that he was in the first place? And as I shared with you, friends, I didn't see anything that would actually indicate an assassination. I'm just telling you that's what I've seen, and that's what the video actually supports, what I'm telling you right now. But again, let's listen to this just so you can hear for yourselves, friends. This is today. The Russian ambassador to Turkey is dead, we're told. And this is the individual that shot and killed him. Listen carefully as to what he says several times. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Boy, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That's just crazy. Well, what's interesting about it is John Kerry tweeted, U.S. condemns assassination of Russian ambassador to Turkey. Thoughts are with his loved ones, Russian people, and other victims of this despicable act. Wait a second. Who advocates Islam in the first place more than those that call themselves representatives? And again, friends, what do? They condemn the act, but they don't condemn the actor. That's as far as I'm going to go with that today, friends. They condemn the act, but they don't condemn the actors. I mean, hey, folks, Maxine Waters, representative, how she got there, I have no idea, folks. Maxine Waters said that if you don't accept Islam, you're bigots. I mean, folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Anybody stands against the prophet of Islam, it's not going to be tolerated. Who said that in so many words? Barack Hussein Obama. Here, what he said exactly verbatim, the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. But yet, folks, we see all these little minions doing their killing for him, huh? And again, keep in mind what they do is they actually condemn the crime, but they don't condemn the criminal. And you're going to have to wake up to this, friends, and it's called taking more responsibility and seeing things for what they are. Who is advocating Islam more than your representatives in this country? Folks, not all of them, but a small portion of them. Who advocates Islam more than anybody, more than this criminal administration, friends, and why? Oh, and by the way, just going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I do want to highlight the fact that Muslim jihadi murders 9 at popular tourist attraction. Who does this work for, friends? That's all I'm asking you. When Hitler used to send out the brown shirts, who did it work for? Who came in as the problem solver? With more control as the people are called to relinquish more of their rights. Muslim jihadi murders 9 at popular tourist attraction. Really? I'm trying to figure out how that works and who that would actually bring some sort of advantage to more than those prospective governments. And people call this crazy. And if that's not true, how come during the break, friends, how come they didn't highlight the fact that this was a Muslim radical shouting out Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar? And again, going back to that, what does this and who does this work for? You have to answer that question, friends, because as I've shared with you and I shared with you earlier, friends, who's responsible for ISIS in America? Well, we found out the CIA is. And we've known this for a long time. We knew this from Robin Cook. We knew this from anybody that was willing to tell us the honest to God's truth. And we knew it from the Word of God. And we also knew it from none other than our forefathers. And I shared with you what James Madison said time and time and time and time and time and time and time again. L.A. County votes to use taxpayers' money to defend illegals. Listen to what I'm telling you. Who's doing that? Who's behind that? Representatives. Why do they need illegals? Because they don't have the support of the American people. That's why. Speaking of corrupt representation, and we're on this rabbit trail right now, but we need to stay there. You can go and check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. I mean, when are we going to have... This is a reality check. When are you going to open up your eyes? George Soros, sonsoflibertymedia.com, is the one funding Facebook's new fake news fact-checking group. He's an international war criminal, friends. What would he be doing funding Facebook's new fake news fact-checking? You're going to have to decide again, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty, and again, just sticking to facts here, friends, and we were just highlighting how terrorism works for government, friends, and we know that terrorism, again, friends, just going back since we're on the topic, what does it mean, the original definition of terrorism? A government by intimidation. That word's been revised too, hasn't it, friends? Government by intimidation. Hey, Thomas Jefferson rightly said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Who are the tyrants? The people or the government? And in this country, again, friends, keep in mind, you are the government. It's what you have allotted for to go this far, America. It really is. Well, let's just take it another step, only to prove my point all the more. Here's a shocker for those that have fell to the birther certificate. Stay away from that topic at all costs, say the straight-controlled talking conservatives, right? Don't talk about that topic. You go there, man. You're a conspiracy theorist. Now, just think about this, friends, what I'm about to tell you. Just think about it. December 17th, 2 days ago, 2016, okay? Everybody was told to stay away from that topic, including President-elect Donald Trump. Stay away from that topic. 9 out of the 10 that actually examined Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate said 9 out of 10 said that it was forged. Okay, but don't talk about that topic, because if you do, and I'll tell you what, the state-controlled narrative attacked anybody that even talked about it for the very purpose that it was a threat to the establishment, namely the criminal in the People's White House, right? But you better not talk about that, because if you do, you're a birther. That's what they named you, a birther. I mean, folks, that's like what they name people that are actually pro-life. Anti-abortionist. Oh, we don't want to be called names to stand up on the behalf of babies. Or you're homophobic when you stand up on the behalf of enforcing God's laws as our laws in our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, when it comes to crimes against nature. We don't want to be called homophobics or bigots. No. We don't want to stand up and protect our children. We don't want to be called names. No, this is exactly what the church and the conservatives of the day have been doing concerning the topic of Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate. Okay? But you're still not sold on it? 9 out of 10? You're still not sold on it? Okay, how about this one? Obama's lawyers admit birth... Now listen, after 8 years of tolerating accusation from the state-controlled media and this criminal administration by mocking you, by laughing at you, by calling you names to even question Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate. Oh, and by the way, I'd love when people attack this topic. Bradley, come on. Come on, Bradley, just get off that topic. It's of no importance. Really? Well, let me say it this way. If it is found to be false, which it has been, then everything that he has done over the last 8 years is null and void. By the way, 99% of what he's done anyways is nugatory. It stands contrary to who we are as a people in this country, just for the reference of constitutional law. But I want you to hear this. You know, Michelle Obama, you know that she actually blurted the truth out in her confusion when she had said Barack Hussein Obama. She said that Obama's hometown is Kenya. That wasn't good enough for you American people that just avoided the topic. You just went along to get along, because after all, who are you to go ahead and question the authorities? They know more than we do. I mean, we had the official report that it was okay. No, you never have. I mean, people even had to die to get this information to you, but that wasn't your lot neither. That was somebody else's. You don't want to affect your reputation. I know who you are. You're a part of the problem. Now, you ready for this? Even Obama's lawyers admit birth certificate has been forged. Hey, folks, he's out. It doesn't matter anymore, does it? Oh, it still does. If you really cared about your country enough and stand up and fight for your posterity to right the wrongs, you still have the time to do that. But now you even have Obama's lawyers telling you that his birth certificate is completely forged. How come nobody's talking about this? How come nobody's digging in, friends? How is it that in America it's just okay that they go ahead and do whatever they want to do? I mean, after all, we got President Donald Trump coming up on the other side who's going to right all of his wrongs for us. Really? Well, that's yet to be seen. Even Obama's Sons of Liberty Media.com, even Obama's lawyers admit birth certificate forged. I am absolutely ashamed of them that call themselves conservatives and Christians that have ignored this topic. Because this had everything to do with where we're at today and how we have been violated over the years. Can you imagine how many people would be alive today? How many laws would still be enforced if there was no Barack Hussein Obama? His Muslim name, by the way. And folks, again, I don't have time to go down the plethora of topics where he has literally given the American people the finger, which at length will fall back on his own head, but it'll also fall back on the heads of those that tolerated the likes of a criminal foreign agent sodomite named Barack Hussein Obama. Hey folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. How are you going to argue yourself out of this one? How are you going to argue yourself out of this one? Even Obama's lawyers admitted birth certificate has been forged. But they said eligibility is a separate matter. See how they're playing semantics? They strain at the gnat and they swallow the big, big camel. And isn't it interesting that Jesus Christ himself damned, woed them, lawyers? You want to know why? Because I'm exhibiting it for you right now. This is why they were damned. Eligibility is a separate matter. I mean, these folks act like they're not on the same boat that Barack Hussein Obama meant to sink. And these dummies are trying to defend him by playing semantics concerning words. They're separating it. And what are they doing? They're straining at the gnat and swallowing the big camel. And so is their families, and so are you, America, for tolerating this. And so are you for tolerating this. If I had a couple more minutes, and I played it before, I mean, where you can actually listen to Barack Hussein Obama, his wife, we're told, saying that he's from Kenya. And why would she lie about it? But apparently the people, even when the truth is spoken, they don't believe it. Because you don't want to believe it. Because if it's truth, because we know truth demands a response, if it's true, then that means, America, you have to respond. And guess what, America? You don't want to respond. And that's why you let these atrocities take place, these violations and these transgressions take place. Because, America, you don't want to move. Let's just call it for what it is. I mean, our Joe Arpaio and his team of investigators, I mean, they're just a bunch of liars. They have nothing but they're racists. That's what they are. And I want to tell you something. While you go along to get along and stand up for nothing and go along with everything, I want to tell you what, when they call Joe Arpaio, one that is willing to stand up and take it to the president, a racist, and you stand back and do nothing, you only add strength to their criticisms rather than the truth. It's true. And remember what I just said. Truth demands a response. Truth does demand a response. And I've said this, friends, and I say it again. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. It's better sooner than later, let me tell you, if you want to go ahead and take a look at history. It's better to learn it sooner than later. The sheriff's video said there were 9 images on the Obama birth certificate that appear to be identical to and copied from another birth certificate issued in Hawaii just days after his birth. That certificate belongs to Joanna Ani. Huh. A year-long forensics investigation into the computer image of the long-form Hawaii birth certificate image that Barack Hussein Obama released during a White House news conference during his first term and presented to the American people as an official government document has concluded that it is completely fake. But you better stay off that topic. Jeremy Corsi said that President Obama's birth certificate is fake. As proven now by a legitimate law enforcement examination, raises serious questions that high crimes and misdemeanors have been committed at the highest level of government. The clear conclusion is that Obama's presidency may have been illegitimate, which it has, having violated Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. Impeachment procedures may be required, even if those procedures are conducted after Obama leaves office. In other words, he still can be indicted. But of course, the American people are set on the fact that Donald will do it. If anybody can do it, Donnie can do it for us. Yeah, well, we'll see how that serves you in the long run, America. Instead of being ashamed, why don't you repent and stand up and do the right, which is fruits of repentance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.